There was no torpedo, there was no iceberg 100 miles, 400 miles out at sea. It just rolled over.
July 24th, 1915. Thousands were gathered along the Chicago River for Western Electric's annual employee picnic. The SS Eastland was part of a fleet of five boats to take employees, family, and friends across Lake Michigan to Michigan City, Indiana for a picnic.
3-hour cruise across Lake Michigan, that would have been entertainment enough for the day, but that was just the start of it. This was the fifth annual employee picnic for Western Electric. They had a day-long schedule of just amazing events, from sporting events to picnics to dancing, a band, the whole nine yards.
The Eastland, docked at the Clark Street Bridge, never left the Chicago River.
It was probably just a matter of 2 to 5 minutes from still a lot of excitement and merriment with people on the ship now getting ready to set off and go on that 3-hour cruise, to all of a sudden just starting to lean, you know, more and more and more, and then just whoosh all the way basically 90 degrees over onto its left side. 844 people perished in moments in the heart of the world's greatest city. They never did find a cause. It was known to be a very unstable ship. It was a very top-heavy ship. The Titanic, which happened 3 years prior to the Eastland disaster, a law stemmed from the Titanic that required additional lifeboats to be placed on excursion ships, so they loaded several additional lifeboats and life rafts to the topmost part of Eastland on a ship that was already top-heavy.
A fortunate bit of fate guaranteed the future of the Chicago Bears and the National Football League. 20-year-old George Hallis worked at Western Electric and planned to play in the company baseball game.
My grandfather's brother Frank asked my grandfather to get on the scale, check his weight. He was constantly trying to put on weight so that he could play Big Ten football. And the delay ended up saving my grandfather's life, because by the time he got to the site of the Eastland, Clark Street and the Chicago River, the Eastland had capsized. His mother told him to say a rosary of gratitude that night, and my grandfather went back to the University of Illinois with a renewed sense of purpose, because he felt very fortunate from that day forward.
Bud Hallis's friend Ralph Brizolara boarded the Eastland with his brother.
My dad was to meet George, my dad and my Uncle Charlie. Were to meet George at the boat, and they waited and waited and waited, and George didn't show up, so I guess they finally decided to get on, and for some reason they went down below, and then of course the disaster happened, and both my dad and my uncle were rescued through a porthole. Neither one knew who rescued them ever. It was difficult to talk about because it was such a traumatic event in his life, and probably the guilt of why was he saved and so many died.
Ralph Brizolara and Papa Bear remained lifelong friends and business partners. Brizolara would even run the Bears while Hallis served in the Navy during World War II.
George was my godfather. George and my dad were each other's best men in their wedding, so it was a very close relationship, it really was. And I think, you know, for this person that pulled my dad through a porthole, none of us would be there or here on this earth now. And it's a strange feeling, you know. I'm certainly grateful to whoever that was, and remember that person in my prayers, thank God.
The Great Chicago Fire did so much more physical property damage than the Eastland. Property, things of a physical nature, you can replace. Your life, you've got one and only one, you can't replace that. So it's absolutely Chicago's greatest tragedy. It's also, unfortunately and coincidentally, its most obscure part of its history.
My grandfather always felt very fortunate from that day forward because he wasn't one of the fatalities. He was listed in the newspaper as one of the fatalities, and two of his fraternity brothers from the University of Illinois read the newspaper with his name in the list, and they came to my grandfather's home to express condolences to my grandfather's mother, and they were very delighted and surprised when my grandfather answered the door. If he had been one of the fatalities, I don't know that the National Football League or the Chicago Bears would have been in existence.
AA, we first covered the Eastland story in 2013. Since then, just this past spring, film of the disaster was discovered. A student found this clip while looking through archive footage in the Netherlands. Pretty incredible stuff. We need to take one last break. We'll be back right after this.